Remarks of the President to the Association of Immigration and Nationality Lawyers at the Rose Garden, December 17, 1952.
Mr. President, it is my happy privilege as National President of the Association of Immigration and Nationality Lawyers, a bar association whose members are devoted not merely to representing aliens, in particular immigration and naturalization cases, but more importantly devoted to supporting a humane immigration policy in the best traditions of the United States and to oppose any hostile anti-alien measures which are not required for the security of our country, to suggest to Your Excellency that the Board of Governors, the National Board of Governors, has unanimously elected you to receive the 1952 Founders Award of the Association, and Mr. Mackey, the Commissioner of Immigration and Naturalization, will present the award.
Mr. President, it was indeed an honor and a privilege last Saturday to accept this in your behalf at the annual dinner of the Association of Immigration and Nationality Lawyers. I assure you, sir, that it is even a greater privilege on this beautiful morning to present you this beautiful award. This is the annual award, the 1952 award, to the President of the United States in recognition of his keen sense of appreciation of the problems involved in the immigration and nationality policy of the United States, his forthrightness in dealing with them, and his affirmative steps to ease the hazards to the nobility and dignity of individuals regardless of race, color, creed, or national origin. Unanimously approved by the Board of Governors and presented at the White House, Washington, D.C., December 17, 1952. In witness here whereof, I hereunto set my hand and the seal of the Association, Galindo B. Massino, President, William B. Rothschild, Secretary.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this most highly. I sincerely hope that I deserve it. It's quite an honor to receive a citation such as this. It's usually the business of the President to give citations, not to receive them. And I appreciate this more highly for the simple reason that I'll be out of a job after the 20th day of January, and things like this won't come very often. Certainly kind and thoughtful of you to bring it down and give it to me, and I appreciate it.